Sure, I've thought about buying solar panels to put on my roof. There's a perfect spot on the south-facing slope. Maybe we could power the whole house. But there are some easier things we could do first, like insulate the attic or weather strip the doors, and yet somehow I never quite get around to them. Why is that? Well, James Sweeney directs the Precourt Energy Efficiency Center at Stanford University, and he has a theory.
Energy efficiency turns out to have low salience to most people.
Which is to say, it's maybe a little bit boring?
It's very boring.
But if your eyes start to glaze over at the mere mention of the word efficiency, consider the compact fluorescent light bulb.
The easiest thing everybody can do is change their lighting.
If everyone in the U.S. traded in their old incandescent light bulbs for compact fluorescents, we'd cut electricity use by about 2%, which maybe doesn't sound so impressive until you consider the fact that all the solar and all the wind power combined in the entire country amounts to 0.4% of our total energy use. That's 0.4.
The cleanest energy is the energy that you don't need in the first place.
That fact has not been lost on the Obama White House. The American Recovery and Reinvestment Act is pouring approximately $20 billion into efficiency projects. $5 billion of that will fund what's called the Weatherization Assistance Program, which helps low-income families weatherproof their homes. To qualify, a family of four must make less than $44,000 a year.
Go to Highway 5 and go to Del Paso Road.
That stimulus cash funds local nonprofits like Community Resource Project in Sacramento, California. Since January, Community Resources' budget has tripled from $1.3 to $4.5 million a year. They're buying new trucks, hiring at all levels, and going to more and more homes. Like this one, a five-bedroom stucco ranch house in a newer suburban development outside of Sacramento.
Hello. How you doing?
At the door is Tina Marie Dunn. She gives a squeeze to 2-year-old Anaya, one of 10 children who live here.
Look, Anaya, say cheese.
Dunn says utility bills here can hit $500 a month. She says the house just doesn't work right.
When the heat's on, upstairs is hot and downstairs is cold. When the air is on, upstairs is cold and downstairs is hot.
Community Resources' Dana Gonzalez walks into the kitchen and pauses to take a look around.
So you walked in. What was the first thing you saw?
It's funny. You see this door shoe, and you see the bottom rubber is gone. And as a matter of fact, if you can put your hand right here, you can actually feel the air.
He points to a 2-inch gap under the front door.
Anytime they kick on their heat and cool, that's definitely affecting the house, and in the long run, it affects their bill.
Community Resource will spend about $1,500 here, aiming to cut monthly utility bills by as much as 20%. They'll weather strip the doors, patch up holes in the walls, install compact fluorescent light bulbs. We're not talking solar panels or radiant heating, just small, mostly inexpensive adjustments that cumulatively have a huge impact. The White House says these efficiency projects will create thousands of jobs, but there's also concern that the huge cash infusion is a recipe for fraud and mismanagement. Department of Energy officials have called for extra vigilance in the disbursement of weatherization cash, but they say the benefits, both environmental and economic, far outweigh the risks. For the Environment Report, I'm Amy Standen.